Hey, it's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. In an effort to decrease person-to-person contact, many businesses have chosen these interactive displays. They're pretty cool. You've seen them at Boot Barn, Target, Taco Bell, Red Robin. Many are made by a company named Elo. John Lamb is here to tell us all about it. John, fill us in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jefferson. Through this pandemic, people have been trying to really look at their entire systems on, and they're finding it ways and means in which they find their deficiencies in their software package or their how their customers interact. And so they are migrating more towards different types of self-service. It reduces that human-to-human contact. It actually virtually can eliminate it. A person can walk up to a self-service kiosk, whether it's ordering tickets or whether it's, and you're actually seeing that right now in movie theaters that are reopening, you're seeing where they are trying to do social distancing by programming this system, and the person can choose a seat, but other seats are blocked out. So they kind of have this ability naturally, and they never have to talk to a person. There's no worrying about 6 feet. They can be 20 feet away from somebody as they purchase their tickets.
But what about all those hands that go over the unit all day long? Don't those contain germs?
They do, but several aspects to that. One, we know for a fact, we saw our cleaning protocols page, it just skyrocketed in usage when this pandemic started, basically about early March. People have built, these customers, these resellers, these retailers, they've all built much better cleaning protocols and just really refined them to the newer guidance from the CDC, the EPA.
So do you recommend that the people at the store clean the machine every time somebody has used it?
It doesn't have to be every time, but typically there's going to be each retailer or reseller or whatever, you know, store would have kind of they would decide basically where they want to go with that, how fast, how often. There's even certain things we can do in the firmwares to cause the screen to basically put a notice up based on certain touches. And we've actually been playing with that recently.
So where is the next Elo machine going? Where can we see it?
You can find our products basically everywhere. It's actually our tagline is Elo is everywhere. And you'll find us at home improvement stores, right at the check stand. You'll find us in product information things that you're trying to use. Certainly your favorite hamburger stand, tacos, whether you're trying to shop for boots down at Boot Barn, you can go in and they've got a large 42-inch Elo screen, and it helps you refine and figure out exactly which boot is perfect for you and what you're looking for.
Okay, so if people want to read up more about Elo, is it elo.com?
It's elotouch.com. And yeah, and the next time that they happen to be at a check stand, take a look at that machine that's there and see if you see the Elo logo on it.
All right.
Because we are everywhere.
John Lamb from Elo, thanks so much for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. And I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.